Mike, obviously, great round today, and it looks like you've really shot yourself back into this tournament.
Yeah, I needed to, because those guys have had great rounds yesterday, and they'll have good rounds again today, I assume. So, but like I told them earlier, the par putts I made yesterday when the winds came up and the greens were getting crusty, those were big. Because if I don't make those, I shoot even par or one over yesterday, and then it's harder. So those were good, and then today I was relaxed, and I got off to a great start.
How did the course play? All I know is that living not far from here and getting woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning with the downpour and the lightning, I was just wondering if that softened up the golf course a little bit.
It didn't rain last night, did it?
Yeah. I didn't know that. Poured.
Really? The greens seemed firm this morning. I mean, they weren't wet, but they weren't soft. But the pins are good. There's some pins early in the round are some good pins. It was softer than yesterday afternoon, definitely. So I don't know how it's going to be for the guys this afternoon, but yesterday it was firm and crusty.
Well, this afternoon, I think it's supposed to warm up, and it wouldn't surprise me if the winds blew a little more like you faced yesterday afternoon. Do you think that could really end up sort of bunching the field a little bit into tomorrow's final round?
I don't know. Those guys, those are good players. Those guys can shoot low, and they shot it yesterday. I got hot yesterday. I got a little frazzled. I got a little shaky or something. I didn't take care of myself in that heat yesterday very well. But, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I went out and did what I needed to do. And finish was a little disappointing on 17, 18. I thought I could have maybe birdied both those. But that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Tell us just your thoughts about this particular tournament. Obviously, you've won it so many times. It's probably got a special place in your heart. Does it ever get old winning this one? It just seems like some of us in the media, we joke around calling this the Mike Small Invitational, just because not many people ever win a tournament, any tournament, 12 times at any level.
No, I like it. It finishes off my summer every year because the season, school started yesterday. So it times up with school every year. So the kids come back on campus and they get acclimated the first 3 days of school and meet the professors, and I get away and play golf, and it just kind of wraps me up for the summer. So it's always a fun time. The season's getting ready to start, and I've been playing during the summer a little bit, so it's always a good time for me to play it. And it's a fun memory, obviously, a lot of success, but I've had some failures too in it, but it's just it's great that the section gives us places to play. I say that a lot, but it's true. And some sections have more, some sections have less, but this has a good amount, so it's good to finish it off in the summer.
Now, a couple weeks ago, you already won the senior edition of this event. You've got a little bit of a streak going there. The last time I remember somebody winning both ends of a Illinois PGA section major, the event plus the senior version, Jim Sobb did it in the match play, I think about 5-6 years ago. But what would that mean to win this event at both levels?
No, it'd be, I don't even think about that, Rory. I just try to play as good as I can in these events. And I remember the one year I played my best, people asked me, well, my summer, I played 5 tournaments one summer, I think. And I think I won the chapter championship. I won the section championship. I won the Illinois Open. I made the cut in the Western Open. I made the cut in the PGA. And that's all I played. And I played those. And so that was a summer that I just didn't play a lot because I was trying to recruit and stuff. But when I played great, had a great mind, thought well. So that's very rewarding. So if you put that in those terms with a different level, yeah, that'd be kind of neat. But the years I think I won the Illinois Open in this 3 times or each three times maybe, and those were rewarding because those are hard, especially for a club pro to win the Illinois Open. So, but not even thought about the senior thing until you said it.
Are you, it says in the release, you'll be heading up the contingent from the section here in Port St. Lucie in October. Do you plan on going in?
This year, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it normally would conflict, but this year doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought I could play in the club pro this year. So I haven't played in the club pro in a couple of years because it conflicts. Now it's in April. So this year they moved it to July, and I thought, I'm going to be able to play in that thing, and then that got canceled. So, yeah, I got to play, my opportunities are running out. The older you get, your opportunities run out. The opportunities for significant events where you can make some money and play against really top fielders run out the older you get. So you want to take advantage of them as much as you can.
So you'll go to Florida then, mm-hmm. since you obviously won't have a conflict
right.
with the day job.
Right.